All right, good folks, here we go with the final segment five of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. And I am Marshall Wood, the host, with a heavy heart and an angry spirit. And in spite of that, I'm going to do something in this final segment that you probably would not find on the average talk show. This, I'm not a Sunday school teacher. I'm not a preacher, though I am a dedicated believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and try to pattern my life after him. 1 John 4:17b says, as he was, so are we to be in this world. And I try to do that. And I fully acknowledge that my screaming and being upset on this program like this, which really isn't a shtick, it's how I feel and how I act, may not be so palatable to you if you are a Christian. But I want to remind you that we have too many Christian, particularly men, who swallowed the idea of meekness the wrong way, and it's choking them to death. I read you that Psalm 139 portion that says, "Do I not hate those who hate you?" And I read you from Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, that simply says, pay attention, put away the evil of your doing, and start doing good. Take action. Stand up for the oppressed. And folks, right now, the American traditional Christian faith system, family, and how we do business to support our family is under massive attack, and it is white liberals, the black culture, that is seeking to destroy that for their reasons. And those operatives are in our eyes every day. So we're going to talk about those from my perspective for just a few minutes, but I want you to do this. I want you to email, text, phone call, or personally visit Wes Cox. I want you to hand him a list of the people and the organizations that you believe are doing the most damage to our culture for the reasons that you will see shortly in the last 2 minutes of this program. My list really is, it's long, too long to go over, but I'm going to go through a few of the top. And I believe, first of all, the globalists headed up by people like George Soros are the top dogs in this war that's going on. And he and his minions are pulling the strings, particularly in America, through the Democrat Party, through the DNC, through the Democrat Party, who is then going out and infecting it through the other mountains of culture, particularly the media and the entertainment community, I think, are two of the big ones. Now, the legal community has become corrupt because I can't fathom the legal community allowing Fat Fanny to do what she's doing up in Clay County just because she's black Democrat female. I can't fathom it, but it's happening. So obviously there's venal corruption in the legal system, and particularly it's obvious in the Department of Justice. So anyway, the big dog would be George Soros, but we have Joe Biden just because, for reasons of his vanity, he wanted to be president, and he was allowed to be put in there as an empty suit. So he would, his strings were the easiest pull because he's vain, arrogant, and utterly stupid and senile and, I think, criminal. He's from Delaware, one of the most criminal states in the country. You see what that miscreant son of his has done and what he has lied continually about. It's just evil. And so Joe Biden, then the networks, CNN, MSNBC, the Joy Reads, and all the network commentaries on those programs are just, they're evil. I used to fly them around. I interacted with them daily when I was an airfield manager at Andrews in the late 80s. And I have no respect for them, none whatsoever. But here's what God told us to do. Pray for our enemies. So in the final 2 minutes of this program, Join me as I do what I did at the beginning and will be doing in all remaining shows, praying. And I'm going to pray for those who despitefully use us. But I'm going to pray as my spirit is right now, which you may find a little inappropriate. I pray my Heavenly Father doesn't. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I ask you, my Father, to hear my petition. I ask you to free this country from the evil that chokes it, to free us mercifully, but free us from those who are doing such evil. I ask you to save these people like George Soros and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the entire staff of MSNBC and CNN and these other, well, even Fox now, these other groups of people, these broadcasters doing evil. I ask you to save them from the fires of hell. But I ask you, Father God, to remove these people as far as the east is from the west, from our system, and to do it quickly. Be merciful, Father God, but remove them. You said whatever we ask in your name, believing that, you will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I ask you to preserve America by removing George Soros, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all the Democrats that are around, as well as MSNBC, CNN, and all those evildoers in our country. Help us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. So long till next week. God bless you.